Static.
Hey everybody, I'm Sam Chase, this is Bob.
Hey everyone, this is Miles in 3, 2, 1.
Something's supposed to happen?
Well, it's supposed to, but it's not happening.
I liked how you give it a countdown and then countdown to silence. Oh, I see a black screen. That's all I see.
This.
You were the other dude, and now you're a black screen.
This is Miles.
Oh, now you're back to being the picture of the guy. Oh, okay. I thought maybe there was more to it than that.
There is.
Oh, there is. Okay, I'm waiting. You should just buy yourself a Pez dispenser.
I don't have one.
And hold it up and be Pez dispenser. Is something going to happen or can I move on?
Well, you wanted a live action.
Oh, yeah, I did. I wanted you to do something. And I'm waiting. I've been waiting. I can sing Foreigner for everybody. It's urgent. Emergency.
Where's your puppet? You wanted.
Emergency.
My hands cramped. Sorry.
It hands cramped.
Already.
Oh my! This is like the longest fucking reveal. I'm like, Geraldo Rivera produced this or something? Jesus Christ.
These are all the people that are high.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is
your live action bullshit you wanted.
I don't see it. I still see the picture.
What? I don't know what you're supposed to see. Well, I don't know.
You got to turn your video camera on.
It is on.
Oh, it's not. It's just showing your picture to me.
You're not seeing any of this?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I'm looking. I don't know what you've done. I saw it for a second. I saw like a black, this black darkness.
No,
and then
it's on. I'm looking at it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it'll come to life. Maybe there's something going on here. I don't know. But I am not, I don't think anyone's seeing it currently. So you want to describe it to us or you just want to wait, see what happens?
It's me nude in my chair.
Oh.
With my flesh.
How wide a lens do you have on that camera? Jesus Christ.
It's big. No, you can't see any of this. I worked on this for
five minutes. I can't see a thing. I see your. Turn your camera off and on again. Let's try that.
Oh, Christ. It took me a while to get it on.
Yeah, I know. It's like.
Turn it off.
Okay. Camera off.
You can see Brian Pakenham's picture.
Right. I see the Packin' Snatch or whatever his name is.
Yeah. That was one of his names.
Yeah. And now.
You stupid bastard.
Now you're going to do turn stupid it bastard. On.
No.
Nope.
Well, anyway, there it is.
All right, well, we'll have to work on that. Let's just move on. Just leave it the way it is. It may pop on. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
When we have guests on, can you see them talking and all
yes,
that?
Yes, I see them talking. It's a you thing.
It's me. It's me and technology getting together.
Again. That's right. It's you.
Okay. Well,
it's your cousins, identical cousins. No, I forgot what the hell I was going to talk about. No, that's all right. I got it here. So, we'll just get into it since we've wasted 3 minutes on this reveal.
Okay.
4 minutes now. We'll see if it pops on. It may still happen. Don't fret. Don't cry. Quit crying. Stop crying. Now I can't hear you, so I don't know if you're talking or not.
No, I'm waiting for you.
Oh, okay.
Don't fret. Don't cry. Okay, we're off to a slow start, everyone. Sorry.
So, I was telling you that I watched the Fall Guy movie.
You were very infatuated with
Ryan Gosling. That I want to tell you, there's one drawback to the Fall Guy movie. So you and I remember the Fall Guy, right? Lee Majors,
yes.
Heather Thomas, Marky Post, Douglas Barr,
yes.
Were in the Fall Guy, right? And the ladies were very good looking, right?
Yes, right, right.
And
yes.
On the new Fall Guy, it's Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, and some other people, inconsequential people. Ryan Gosling is so beautiful in this movie compared to Emily Blunt. It's just tragic.
Wow.
I mean, they show the, you know how they show the close ups and they're supposed to be making Emily Blunt look good looking. It's not working. Yeah. It didn't work. They were using some kind of Mark Neighbors filtering or something. And it was not working. And then just show Ryan Gosling like sitting in a chair and he's the most beautiful person in the world. You know what I mean? There was an obvious visual mismatch on this movie and it was sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know, Emily Blunt's not a bad looking woman.
Yeah.
But whenever you put him, you know, put her up against the beauty of Ryan Gosling, it's just, there's no comparison.
Right.
So that was, I mean, the movie itself is a fun movie, but I was just kind of taken aback by how different the two of them were in their, in the way the camera loved them. I don't know.
So are you going to write some fan mail to old?
I was going to write some fan fiction, actually. That was my next thing. Yeah. A little Ryan Gosling fan fiction. What do you think?
Oh,
I'll be like Gerald in Star Trek. With my Ryan Gosling. No.
I got this letter from this guy and I never seen the words fucking suck in so many words. Jesus.
No, but what I wanted to tell you was I had so we have a Fire Stick on the TV, right? So like have Amazon Prime, you got the Fire Stick. And every once in a while, and I watch for these things because I'm a cheap SOB. You can get $5 credit to rent or, you know, $5 credit for a video, for a movie, right?
Right.
And so I got one. That's why we even watched The Fall Guy, because I got this $5 credit from Ford. I watched some Ford commercial and they're like, we have, you know, given you $5 in your account. I'm like, fantastic. Comes around, Fall Guy is on sale or whatever. Boom, we're watching The Fall Guy. So... You
Did
know,
they play the song?
They updated the song. It's not Lee Majors singing it. It's Blake Shelton. And they changed some of the words because the original was, you know, he's like, you know, I've been seen with Farrah and I've, you know, never been out with nothing less than a 9, you know. Right. And so, and it's kind of, you know, a little, you know.
Yeah.
Stilted, a little old school, we'll put it that way.
Yeah.
So yeah, but they did do an updated version of it where it was more about the stunt thing rather than about his conquest, you know, as well. So
oh, well, who cares about that?
Yeah. So anyway, so I get the free thing and I you know, get the movie and I'm watching it, and so then I'm like, now this is like a hobby of mine now, is watching for these free credits.
Oh,
so every time, you know, you let the thing go and it plays, you know, like little ads for you. You watch for the ones that say give you a $5 credit. So the other night, there was a thing for Lazy Boy.
Lazy well, that's Boy, right up your alley.
Yeah, exactly. Targeted marketing. And so the Lazy Boy thing comes up. Well, they want you to use the voice feature to complete the, you know, to complete the thing to get the $5. So they're Lazy Boy, and they watch a little video, and they're like, "How do you like to watch a movie? Press the microphone button and say either alone or with friends."
And well, if so, it's Ryan Gosling, I usually have my pants in my
hands. If it's Ryan Gosling, it's always alone. And so I'm like, you know, I go through the thing. It's like a couple of those little voice prompts, you know, and they ask you some stupid ass questions. Do you like a comedy, action, or, you know, drama? And then you answer it, and it goes to another little clip and everything. So then it gets to the end, and it goes, now, to get your credit, you know, tell us your phone number. And so I'm always hesitant to do this, so I put my wife's number in. And so I do it, you know, I do the number 555-555-555, right? And then it goes, is your number 713-275? And it's like, it's totally giving me the wrong, I didn't say this at all.
Yep, that's it.
And so then I'm like, okay, I'll try it again. It's, do you want to try again? You know, whatever. And I go, okay, I'll try again. 555-5555. And then no, I go 3-1. And just giving me random numbers. Like nothing, nothing. And so my son walks by and he goes, you probably should have to do it in Spanish. I go, I don't know why, but that sounds like a good idea. So I'm going, ocho, nuevo, you know.
Right.
And it comes back with random numbers.
What?
And so then, we were at this, and then my wife's getting involved, and we're, you know, and we're,
hang
and then
up,
I'm trying to do the Spanish numbers, and then I just say the number 8, and she's like, you ruined it, we got to start over. And so everybody, you know, like at this point, they're all cheering me on, trying to get this $5. I'm a ridiculous amount of time I've devoted to this at this point. You know, I'm sorry, you know, and then they're like, that's not a valid number, we'll try again. And then, you know, I go, and so finally I just say the number, and at the end it says, and it gives me these random string of numbers, 217-577. And then I just go, yes. And it goes, thank you. And then my wife gets a text. So it was not giving me back the numbers I was saying for whatever reason. But it did text through to the number that I said. Isn't that bizarre?
That is weird.
So it was comical what? How we were, I was trying all these, and I would do it in different voice. You know, I said, well, I used to have, when we first got the, we had an Apple TV and it had the voice thing. It would never understand me unless I did it in a robot voice. And so when my kids were younger, I would sit around doing, and I go, you know, they're like, what do you want to go? You know, wipe out, you know, and I'd say, and then it would get it. But if I said wipe out, it would be like, we can't find that. Can you say it again? So I tried every technique that I knew.
Wipe out.
And then finally it goes through anyway. So I finished the Lazy Boy challenge, but you were, I think you were sending me a note or something. I told you, I'm trying to get this, you know, freaking Lazy Boy thing done. That's what I was doing. I was doing this for like a half an hour.
I need my $5.
I want my $5 credit. I got to watch another Ryan Gosling movie. I got to go watch that. What was that one he was in? The Baby Driver or something. No, he wasn't in that one. He was in a different one.
No, that's Jason Statham. That's who you're thinking about.
That's right. So, yeah, I was just like, I'm just bonkers for these stupid freebies now. They've totally hooked me. But I won't give over my my own phone number. I'll get desperate, I'll give them your phone number.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. You'll take the freebie. I don't have to look.
I'll turn you in.
If I don't have to look for this freebie, I'll take it.
Well, how much? $5.
$5. Ooh. I can watch. I can get 3 lesbian movies for $5.
I can watch Degrassi Junior High.
I can watch the Drake Years.
Ooh.
But anyway, yeah, I'm just bonkers over these credits. But they're eating up my life now in the evening. Terrible.
Oh God.
Now I know you have. I suppose you're going to talk about your special deal tonight. So. Let's get to that.
my special deal.
Your bucket list checkbox or your inside connection. What else could we call it? The Moocharama that was this weekend for you.
How come, you know, you get stuff and it's okay, but
I work for my stuff. I spoke Spanish for my stuff.
Well, you're doing the same thing that I do, so don't even, like, you know, throw rocks, man.
well, you know? I think the difference is I'm doing what is presented to me. You are going way out of your way to try to make these things happen.
Okay.
You basically shook down a wealthy person in order to get this to happen.
I did. I shook down a wealthy person to get some tickets to a sporting event.
Explain it. Tell us. Tell us about this.
Okay. Each year, of course, Major League Football has training camps.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bears in recent years have moved theirs to their headquarters in Hallis Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, they, you know, due to limited size and, you know, stuff like that, they have to kind of limit it, you know, things.
Right.
And,
yeah. They can't have everybody showing up.
No, because you get all these moochers, you know, trying to mooch.
you get the big moochers there, like yourself. It's like
The giant moochers.
They're like we're
me.
Not going to order more than 2 porta potties, and that's for team and coaches.
Exactly. So anyway, we didn't get any, which is not a big deal, you know, because mm-hmm. it opens up Tuesday at 10, and by 10:05 they're gone, you know.
Right. Exactly.
And which is no big deal, but anyway, the next day I noticed they're like saying that some people have gotten these are now selling these
Mm-mm.
on the resale market for 100, 200, 300, 400. These are free tickets.
Right. Yeah. They're scalping the shit out of them.
No, I mean, if it was a regular game, I'd be like, you know, that's okay. You know, I get it, you know, whatever, but you know, a free ticket, you know, I'm like, this bullshit. So I wrote.
Think about the children.
Think about the older men too, though.
Yeah. Children who are in their 50s.
So I wrote a well-composed letter. Because, as you know, in college, I did get a $100 scholarship for my writing abilities.
Yes, I vaguely recall this.
And Mr. Big writes me back. He says, hey, Miles, here's my private phone number.
Yeah, hoi polloi, private cell.
Call it. I'd like to discuss this. Like,
are you going to sell these tickets?
And
I'm going to sell them.
I start blowing up this guy's phone nonstop.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right? It's like, you reach the phone of Mr. Big.
These guys like, oh, my God, why did I do this?
Yeah, this guy deeply regretted it because I'm calling like every 5 minutes every day, like doo, 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 doo. Mm-hmm. And so I was out doing yard work. I hear the phone ringing. I'm like, oh, damn it, what the hell is this? You know, it's him.
Mm-hmm.
And it drops immediately. The phone thing drops like gone.
Well, it's because you have the 1 cent phone.
Yeah, no, I've got a nice phone.
Oh, do you?
Okay. Yeah. So now I'm like ready to jump off a bridge. I'm so depressed. I'm like, I'll never. And
life means nothing.
We make contact. He's like, okay, yeah, we're going to email you these. A couple days go by. I don't see him. I'm having like a complete panic attack. I'm like, where? Oh, by the way, he goes, yeah, you can have 4 tickets any day you want to go.
Wow.
So I go, well, it's got to be a weekend. Because I don't live by there.
Right.
And so I pick a day. And so we get 4 tickets. And I invite family, you know, because I am a moocher, as you know. And I do mooch off my family.
Well, then you can stay there, right? So.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was a win-win. So I stayed at their house and I, you know, got them some tickets. So
I got these tickets. I'm not going to scalp them, but if you want to buy me a steak dinner, give me a place to sleep.
Yeah, these are $50, you know.
Gas money. rub my feet at night.
Yeah. So I have my nephew, Big Dirty Jake, do the driving. I'm like, all right, hey, do the driving because I know you.
Oh, yeah, you drove up there and then make them drive. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I pulled your trick.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, little driving Miss Daisy.
You do this trick to me all the time, by the way, so don't even.
What are you talking about? Last time I drove you everywhere.
There's many times I've visited you, and you're like, well, there you go. It's on you now.
I can't even think of the last time that I had you drive. I think that was when your children were infants and you needed car seats.
No, you immediately you called shotgun and jumped in the car. And I was like, this is sick.
This has been like over 20 years ago when you had two children in car seats. And I'm like, I don't have any car seats.
You could have held them in your lap.
And they were singing the Star Wars theme in the back.
And so,
geez, anyway, way back for that.
Yeah. And so you have to like go there, but you can't park there. Like you have to park at a shopping center.
Oh, and shuttled?
You get shuttled by these really nice buses, right? We get there, and of course, immediately Mr. Peanut Bladder has to pee, you know. And
thank God they didn't have a bathroom on the bus.
No, they do.
Oh, wow. Why don't you go on
world's smallest bathroom, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the door's kind of curved.
Right.
So I get in there, do my business. Now, like, I can hardly get out. Like, like I don't think I can squeeze in between the door and the seat, you know? I'm like, and people are, like, laughing at me, like, man, look at that guy. Like,
yeah, you know? Really. They're like,
and so I make it out.
Fatso's stopped up the bathroom. He's stuck in there. Anybody got any Vaseline to get this lard ass out of the bathroom?
We check things out, right? Mm-hmm. We go, you know, some inside stuff you can see, and you know all the freebies. I'm grabbing everything that's like not nailed down. I'm
right, yeah. Sir. These tablecloths are not for taking.
Yeah, I took anything I could find. I took. I'm like,
yeah,
I'll take it.
I'm sure.
I'm a whore. I'll take it. You know.
I was told everything I could. I get everything for free. I was told that. I have a phone number here. A private phone number.
I know. I was going to call it just to impress people, but I'm like, no, I'm not going to.
Yeah, you probably better not do that. You're going to ruin your good thing.
Now, in the midst of this, I had made contact with someone I haven't seen in about 20 years.
Your penis?
No, Dan, get out of here, dog. Dan, dog, get out of here. Oh, come on, get out of here. Jesus. I'm being attacked. Get the fuck out of here. Dog, come on, man. Jesus Christ. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
God damn it. Get out of here, will you?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm having some problems here.
Yeah, apparently.
Sorry.
You haven't seen somebody in 20 years?
And Dan Ryan. Dan Ryan.
Oh, really? Dan Ryan. Oh, good.
Dan Ryan, a friend of me and Smidge's, and him and his wife are there. And, you're on my nuts. Ow. Jesus. This dog is right in my sack. Ow. God. Damn it. Get the fuck out of here, please. Ow. Get out of here, please.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Huck Tooey dog. Get out of here. All
right. That's a Huck Tooey right there.
All right. I'm cutting the camera.
I can't see anything anyway.
I'm cutting the camera. The camera's getting cut.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm never doing this again. All right. So, anyway, I'm trying to figure out like, we're sending pictures like where we are in the field and trying to figure out where they're at.
Mm hmm.
And I finally figure out, oh, okay. So I go over there. It's like super hot out. And there they are. And I find them. And I go, oh, yeah. I was joking around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, like, picture time. I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah. And so, you know, his wife's like, well, I'm going to take some pictures. I'm like, okay. So we take a couple pictures. I go, oh, let's get one more, you know.
Yeah, of course. Let's get one with everybody, not just me.
No, no.
Yeah.
And I go, I was thinking like, okay, you got to do a funny one. You know? So I go, I know, he's wearing this stupid hat. I go, I'm going to kiss the hat. Okay. Just to be funny. Right. So yeah. She goes, okay, one more.
What's on the hat?
It's just some old ratty hat that he's brought with, you know, like, you know, solid waste or whatever it said. I don't know.
Okay.
Excuse me. So I go to do it and I realize this thing is sopping wet.
Oh, great. Because you're sweating profusely.
Yeah.
Very hot.
Now I have his natural juices in my mouth now. Like I can taste
this. Now natural juices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can taste this. I mean, it's definitely salty.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I've just had sex with this guy. I'm like, oh my God. Oh.
Why would you kiss a sweaty old hat? What's going through your mind? Goodness gracious.
And then he's like, oh no, I just put water on it recently, so yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it's not all
I'm
sweat.
I'm like, no. I think I have your bodily fluids in my mouth right now. Yuck.
Did I mention I pissed Rose. On this recently?
Yeah, I'm not. That was like the worst idea I've ever had. Like, I'm never doing some gag photo again. I'm not doing it.
Well, you could do it just like in the air. You don't actually have to do it.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, I committed to it. You know, actors commit to a certain thing. Right? It's like, I'm going to commit to the gag, you know. I am
the Dustin Hoffman of gag pictures.
Yeah. Well, you always hear these, you know, these guys, like, you got to commit to it. You got to, you know.
I'm doing the method. I'm going to go
yeah, in. Yeah, yeah.
And I am going to be sucking his head sweat right through those fibers in his hat.
Oh my God! It was so disgusting. It was so. I wanted us to like put bleach in my mouth.
Oh
I'm
my
like, ah, oh, yucky. I never again. I'm never. I'm not getting close to people ever again. It's gross.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's gross.
That is gross.
And
you're a weirdo. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I won that contest long ago. Yeah. I'm like yeah. It was so gross. So,
oh my God.
And so, you know, they get to meet my family and stuff like that. It comes time to leave. And I realize, I don't know what's happened. I'm dehydrated. Like, I'm having, like, incredible back and, like, leg pain. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh, man.
Like, my leg muscles are, like, gone. I don't know what happened. I don't know if I was dehydrated or what it was.
Probably that kiss.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah, whatever was in his juices.
He's got,
you know.
I just soaked his hat in Rohypnol.
I know. I got roofied. You see the hat, you see. Oh,
they don't call me Cosby Hat for nothing.
Hey, baby, you want to suck on my hat?
Just give me a kiss up here on the cat emblem.
I just felt like I did a Huck Tooey on that hat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. So you didn't lose control of your bowels, did you?
No. Well, not there, no. But I had, like, really dark, like, loose stool after I got home. I go, this isn't good.
Because
I was thinking, didn't you do a story where you got dehydrated and you were, like, pooping coffee grounds or something, remember?
That lemonade.
Or something, yeah. Because I was trying to think back to that show because you're like, oh, I was pooping really weird and stuff.
I actually had to go to the hospital. I got so dehydrated, yeah.
I thought I was going to have to push like some people off a golf cart or something.
That was a long time ago when I did that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but, no, man, yeah, terrible.
It was horrible. I'm sure I didn't drink enough water. I'm sure the bodily fluids did not replenish me as I hope they would.
If people can imagine, you know, kind of like a 6 foot tall, you know, 52-inch circumference sponge. That's how much water. That's how much water he needed to absorb during the day, which is not going to happen when his hands are full of random, you know, decorations that he's ripping off walls.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So you've just about collapsed. That you would have been. You should have collapsed, and then the trainer could have run over to you.
I know.
Brought you some Gatorade or something.
I know. I should have. I believe some beautiful young girl or something.
Oh my god! They'll be like, Bruno, help the guy.
I want to help you pump you up. They'll come here.
Oh, let me elevate his legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have got Bruno or somebody like that.
Yeah, no, in my luck.
Be like, have you kissed any dirty hats recently? But you made it? Did you? You didn't collapse? You made it?
I soldiered
on, as it was.
And I did not even want to get one autograph. I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
Really? Right. Oh my!
Yeah,
what?
I was that desperate. I'm like, what? I got to get out of here.
I was surprised that you didn't like, you know, hey, give me a golf cart and wheel me around to these people.
I was like Frankenstein walking. I'm telling you. I was like, ah.
What did you do to yourself? Gosh.
I'm telling you. Until I had a chance to get on that bus and the AC and sit down for a while, I was like, I might have to go to the hospital or something. I'm like, man.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm serious. I'm completely serious. I'm like, God
this
damn
is,
it.
I mean, I don't understand. I don't think that people understand how serious this is. You are at the Bears training camp.
Yeah. And I was in 90-degree heat.
Yeah.
And I stood from 8:30 until about noon.
Right. And this is like your dream. This you hustled.
I know.
You hustled and hustled to get these tickets.
I know. And I didn't really tell the story very soon.
You're incapacitated.
Yeah. Yes.
Because of a Rohypnol hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody take advantage of you?
Yeah, I don't know. They probably could have. I couldn't have put up a fight. I'd be like, get away.
Did you wake up with your underwear on backwards or anything?
Yeah, I know. You're not leaving the port.
You're like,
kid.
Wait a minute. I normally have a little fly here. Yeah,
I felt like
weird.
I was in the movie The Blues Brothers too, because I didn't realize, because I thought it was like woods behind us.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's like an active like metro line right behind us.
Oh, so really? Like, oh my God!
Like, how often does the train go by? Oh, so much you won't notice. You know?
Yeah, every 15 minutes.
I'm like, beep, beep, beep.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. So,
oh my
but
gosh.
You, so you like you even cut out early at noon. It sounds like it's an early day.
Well, no, they only do it from like 9:30 to noon. I mean, they're
oh because
you know,
it's really hot.
Shit.
Yeah,
gotcha. It's hotter than shit. Yeah, I mean, it's like fuck.
Yeah. Okay, so you saw the whole thing, but barely.
Yeah, well, it's like two football fields put together side by side.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were kind of watching more like the C and B players, you know.
Yeah, well, that's, you know.
But, you know.
Well, whenever the way you were looking, like all sweaty and pale.
Yeah, I know.
They're probably like, don't get near the COVID guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're like dragging your legs around.
Yeah.
I'm the biggest band fan ever. Me.
Ever.
Help me.
Help me. Help me somebody, please. I piss my pants. Please.
I can't even piss my pants. I'm so dry.
I can't even piss. There's no piss. Oh, my God. It was horrible. It was horrible.
I'm glad you survived.
Yeah. It was just like you go to this great goal and then like you can't like you know like you know
about like your honeymoon.